This is not really indicating history, physical, patient name, Jenkin, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, Lucinda, L-U-C-I-N-D-A, date of birth, 7-8-1948, place, office, visit, comprehensive examination, date of service, 10-11-2023. Patient seen today in the office, came with the caretaker. Apparently, patient was hospitalized in July 2023. Patient was initially seen outside hospital, then subsequently transferred to John Hopkins Hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problems. She was diagnosed initially with a chest wall mass, bacteremia, arthritis of the right wrist. Patient underwent incision drainage. Of the sternoclavicular joint, excision of the debridement. She has a third AV block, history, status post, pacemaker placement, chronic leg edema, bipolar disorder. While in the hospital, patient has a generator replaced for the pacemaker, incision drainage of the wrist, excision of the sternoclavicular joint. Infection and debridement. Right chest wall, initially the thought was the mass was found to be fluid collection with the negative microbiologic workup. Right wrist was synovitis. Initially transferred outside the hospital, subsequently transferred to tertiary care center for biopsy. If the chest wall mass was noted to be fluid collection, she received Zosyn previously and subsequently Unison. Patient was recommended for 6 weeks of IV penicillin and outpatient ID follow-up. Patient after evaluation in the John Hopkins Hospital, she was sent to the subacute rehab to complete IV antibiotic course. Patient was advised to follow up with the plastic surgery, rheumatology, and thoracic surgery. Hospital course, patient has a Streptococcus agalacti bacteremia, right chest wall fluid collection, sternoclavicular septic arthritis, right wrist synovitis, CT neck.